Scott Harreld is known for his interviews.
Boy, you're asking great questions. I think you're in the right career path, my friend. I really do.
Scott Harreld's SOS Radio podcast starts now.
We're talking about navigating the demands of a sports family with Mark Bachman today at SOS Radio. Mark's the CEO of FlipGive, which is an app that helps youth sports teams, helps families. The struggle's real, Mark. I mean, most of us never really plan on being a, quote, sports family. We just have kids that like rec sports. And nowadays, you know, as they progress and grow, we go into these club teams and you realize the schedules get crazy.
Absolutely.
You know, what's been your experience, Mark?
So yeah, I'm one of them. I've got three kids playing multiple rep sports each, a daughter and two boys, and we've got lacrosse, hockey, club volleyball, and track and field covered. And so you name it on the fundraising side of things, we've had to do it, but basically, you know, dividing up and carpooling different weekends to be basically at different places, it's almost a full-time job.
We're talking to Mark Bachman today at SWS Radio, and he leads FlipGive. And you conducted a survey a while back and found nationwide about 54% of parents say they made New Year's resolutions this year related to their child's sports involvement. Some of those good, some of those bad, right?
Yeah, exactly. You know, some of the feedback was really interesting. We had about 1,000 responses. We did it kind of, you know, the typical year end when people are starting to think about what they want to do differently in 2020.
You know, 64% of parents believe they're going to achieve their goals and reining all this year. What do you think the key is there?
I also have a number of goals about hitting the gym, and it's great to make a great plan. But what was interesting was there was kind of four results there that came back that were pretty interesting and pretty topical and kind of, you know, stand out as to, you know, where they wanted to make a difference. Top four that came back was parents actually want to get more involved in helping their kids with like practice and training. I think in the typical busyness of what's going on, you know, you're racing from field to field or rink to rink, you know, you're dropping your kid off and you're doing something else. So they want to actually get involved in the practice and training side. Also with that one, coupled with that is making sure that you're arriving on time. You know, if your kids are late, they get the heat from the coach, but showing up on time and being ready for games and practices, just get out the door 10 minutes earlier to basically get rid of some of that stress. The third thing was really around, you know, volunteering and helping out, getting involved. Most of the time, the coaching staff and the team managers, they're also volunteering their time, and it's a thankless job. So instead of just sitting back and watching, actually sort of getting more involved and participating and, you know, helping out the other parents that are stepping up and basically running the team. And then the last one that was interesting, like off the field, was, you know, life is so busy running around all over the place. It was really to, you know, make time, and especially around meal planning, instead of, you know, just racing and eating a meal in the car to basically feed your kid before you drop them off. But taking that family time out together was something else that came up that was really important.
We're talking about reining in all the control we wish we had about being a sports family. I'm Scott on SWS Radio. We're talking with Mark Bachman. He's the CEO of FlipGive. They're an app that helps sports teams to fundraise. You know, a lot of times when our kids grow up, we start in the rec sports and, you know, you pay $100, you sign up as volunteer coaches. And then you start to get a little more competitive and you realize, you know what, we're spending 3 days a week doing this. We kind of want to see some progress in our kids, right? And then you realize it gets expensive real quick, Mark.
Yes, if your child has an interest and they're showing any kind of affinity, you'll pretty quickly get recruited into, you know, travel or club or more competitive levels. And I think we're all guilty of it. There's a lot of character and benefits that come from participating in competition and challenging and team-related sports as well. And everybody wants the best for their kids, so it's really hard to say no, but those costs really add up fast. Parents are spending between like $2,000 and $10,000 per child per sport once you get up into some of those competitive travel level activities.
I know. Yeah, it's like you do a tournament once a month and you're going out of town and it's almost like vacation. And you realize as a parent, wait, I'm actually using my vacation days on Thursdays and Fridays to get my kid to this tournament on time in like Phoenix or LA. And you realize, wow, we can make this into a family affair if we can find a way to make this fun, or we have to decide maybe this isn't for us. Maybe this isn't where we want our family to go, you know?
Yeah, and the challenge with that is I just spent the long weekend in Chicago for a huge volleyball tournament, but my wife had my other kid. They were traveling somewhere else, so we couldn't even turn it into a family event because we're just dividing and conquering just to support all your kids' activities.
What have you learned when you have busy kids and they're good at these activities? You want to give them all the opportunity, but you also want to have a family identity. What have you learned about that as you've been navigating through?
Yeah, I think some of those times you really need to learn how to say no. There's a lot of extra opportunities that come up, you know, extra training or extra game. You need to be able to say no to some things, right? And protect family life, especially if you got multiple parents, everyone's working as well. You know, you need family time and you need time out away from it, or your kids get burned out, but the parents also get burned out too. And as soon as it becomes a job and it's no longer fun, then maybe that's time to start thinking about maybe some resolutions and how do we do this a little bit differently.
We always try to put family dinner on our calendar on Tuesdays because I have one kid that has basketball practice on Monday and Thursday, and the other one has practice on Wednesday and Friday, and everybody has games on Saturdays. Right now they're playing with their school for basketball, and then soccer starts in a couple of weeks, and I actually coach my daughter's team for that. And one of the reasons I started coaching was so I could have a little more control over the schedule. Mark, I think a big part of the strategy is saying, okay, there's a few things we don't have control over, you know, what days the other coaches schedule, what days the teams are doing things. We can learn to say no more. But on the days off, making intentional family time, talking about what our identity is outside of just sports.
Absolutely. And book them in the schedule and protect that family time because it'll get eaten up really fast.
We're talking with Mark Bachman today at SOS Radio, and he's the CEO of FlipGive. And you've built an app where essentially you help teams to fundraise because we know how expensive it gets when you're doing sports. New equipment every year. A lot of times you get into the travel world, you know, it gets expensive with the family. You want to take one kid here, other kids there, and there's a lot of fundraising needs that come up. And you built an app to help these families.
Yeah, there's actually two really important components to what we were trying to solve with this. The first part was time, trying to help people be able to save time. Busy sports family, the last thing that you need to be doing is taking Saturday off to go collect bottles from your neighbors or sell raffle tickets or chocolate bars. We just don't have enough time, right? So time was one component going to this. And the second thing was just making an efficient use of being able to raise money against that time. So what FlipGive is all about is we basically built a new shopping app. There's no more selling. You don't have to go out and, you know, hit your neighbors up and your coworkers and your family up. You just buy what you need throughout the year. And your purchasing power, every time you basically make a purchase, you're earning cash back that can be pulled towards your kid's sports activity. So the idea is just buy what you need to fund what you love. If you're buying it anyways, you might as well get some extra benefit from it so that you don't have to basically waste your time and go out and basically sell overpriced stuff.
We're talking to Mark Bachman today at SWS Radio. We're talking about all the challenges of living in a sports family where we want to give our kids as much opportunity as we can, build into their giftings and talents, but we also don't want it to grind on our own family identity. And Mark, fundraising is something a lot of parents just don't enjoy doing, you know, asking people for money, you know, for their sports teams or for the high school. You know, it's just like, oh, I don't want to do that. I don't have the time to do that. How do we approach fundraising in a way that it produces results instead of just something that we dread doing?
The way that we think about this is it's really about team funding, right? You know, there are certain costs that are going to be mandatory for, you know, fees and renting fields and paying for officials and things like that. You can't get away from those kind of things, right? But there are also a lot of extras that are going on that step one is control the costs, right? So if you can control the costs, then you don't need to basically raise as much money. So that's one sort of practical piece. But then in funding the different tools to be able to fund the team, parents are going to basically pay fees. You can look at corporate sponsorships. You can hold some events. And then, you know, some of the gap that can be filled through fundraising. And there's a lot of different tools and different sort of products and programs out there. Time is the big resource that's going in, and the parents on the team, they just don't have enough time. So anything that we can do to be able to go and do that as efficiently as possible to save time, I think goes to the top of the list pretty fast.
It's fun when our kids are involved in sports when we love sports, but sometimes if you're like, I'm not really a sports guy, but my kids are really excelling in something. I'm Scott on SWS Radio. We're talking with Mark Bachman. He's the CEO of FlipGive. They're an app to help funding for teams. But Mark, it's interesting because the ugly side of sports where it gets real competitive is realizing, okay, are we that in? Are we so into this that we want to spend thousands of dollars doing this? Or I see the opportunity for my kids, but this is going to change our family dynamic. How have you learned to see that?
Honestly, it's been tough because at the end of the day, you really want what's best for your kids. And when you see them taking an interest, maybe having some talent as well, but, you know, especially if they're making friends and they're really enjoying the activity, it's really tough to say no and pull them out of that. So I would suggest most parents, they get sucked in pretty easy. And there's so many benefits from participation in really in any type of activity. It can be outside of sports as well. There's so many character development and learning opportunities that are really valuable for kids. It's difficult to be able to hold them back from them, but need to have some boundaries as well.
Yeah, I saw a stat that says sixth grade is the point where a lot of kids who've played youth sports for years just come to a place where they say, I quit. Sports aren't fun anymore. I mean, why do you think that is? Why do you think that age is so conducive to a change in a lot of kids' perspectives on the sports they've loved for a lot of years?
I think that there's a couple of factors there. It's by the time in sixth grade, you've played enough that if you've got an aptitude or any kind of, you know, skill, you're still at the point where the sky's the limit and anything is possible. But I think sometimes, you know, parents can go overboard, but also, honestly, it's a business. There's coaches and trainers that are putting the pressure on, and they'll tell you that your kid is fantastic. And if you just had some extra lessons and some extra coaching or whatever, there's could kind of really take it to the next level. And at that point, it almost starts becoming a job. And if you're a sixth grade kid, you probably just want to have fun and hang out with your friends. You don't want a job, right? So I think kids can get burned out pretty quick. And if you constantly have parents basically telling you what to do, I think that also gets challenging as well. It's tough to really, you know, stay positive, be able to support your kids in the activities that they want to do without becoming overburdened. And we've all seen the crazy sports parents on the sideline. And, you know, at the end of the day, it's your favorite athlete is the one that you basically raised. And you know all the other kids on the team. And we can all get way too into the game. And it's hard to basically find the balance and the boundaries of just being supportive and enjoying their journey.
We're talking about resetting our goals. I know we're almost to the end of January and we think about all the opportunities for our kids and the extracurricular activities they're involved with and the toll that sometimes that takes on your family and the cost too. Now, Mark Bachman's the CEO of FlipGive. And Mark, your app that you built actually was created to help sports parents to raise monies to team build. I mean, what kind of mental, emotional, even developmental impact does it have on a kid whose parents are really actively involved in their athletics?
If the parents are basically involved and engaged, not just supporting the child, but you're actually like involved in the group activity, then it becomes a group that you're kind of participating in it together. And I think that family time together, and it's also an interesting dynamic where they're the expert, you know, especially, hey, if it's a sport or an activity that you didn't play, by the time you get into, you know, middle school or, you know, into high school, their level of expertise is way beyond what the parents are. So kind of that dynamic flips. And but it's something that you can do together. And, you know, parents also have a chance. It's a social network for the parents as well and for the other siblings on the team. And it can be a really fun family experience to do together.
So we're looking for ways to grow our teams and help underwrite all the costs of that. FlipGive's an app that your team created to help families.
Yeah. So the background on that is my lovely wife would typically put her hand up to become the team manager and get involved. And I saw firsthand how much time and effort and organization was going in to help do these fundraising activities to help support the team. And at the same time, this is about 5 years ago when we first developed this, you know, online shopping was becoming a bigger and bigger thing. And because of the busyness of our family, we were, you know, pretty avid kind of online shoppers. And we thought that, hey, there's a really interesting way that if you could actually combine these two things together, these companies and brands are really trying to, you know, reach families and households. It becomes a really interesting, you know, opportunity to take the advertiser's marketing spend to be able to go and reach families. So families could basically just come online, they can shop and buy the things that they need to buy throughout the year anyways. And every purchase that they make, we could take those advertising dollars and use that as cash back to help fund the team activities. So you can kind of kill two birds with one stone, buy the stuff that you need, and offset the cost of your kids' expenses at the same time.
So if you want to know more, flipgive.com is the website, or it's in your app store on Apple and Google Play.
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right. We're talking to Mark Bachman. He's the CEO of FlipGive. Thanks for sharing with us today.
Thank you, Scott. Really appreciate it.
Thanks for downloading Scott Harrell's podcast. These discussions come from his radio show on sosradio.net. It's a Christian radio station you can plug in with for music or conversation.
It's just what God has done in my heart, what God has done in me, who I was, you know, 10, 15, 20, 30 years ago to who I am now through this journey about how God has changed my heart.
Thanks for supporting the podcast.